Welcome to the Food Files. In this episode, we are taking a hard look at the influential research being conducted at Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agriculture Products Center. Joining us today is Dr. Solom Hizarogri to discuss his research with Scrim Lumber.
I'm trying to develop value-added products, mostly composites, from underutilized species, including our beautiful eastern red cedar. Let me give some background information. When we say Scrim Lumber, we are simply talking about the kind of artificial wood products, such as 2x4, 2x6 or so, but you simply produce that artificial lumber by screaming or in a way crushing the low quality logs. When you crush the low quality logs, you will disintegrate. You are going to produce just like a chopsticks, large strands or pieces. Then you are going to mix those low quality or the scrim lumber materials with a certain percentage amount of resin. Then you will compress, mold it, and you are going to produce, in a way, artificial lumber, either 2x4, 2x6 or so. My involvement with the scrim lumber, there's a company in Mississippi. They produce scrim lumber mostly from bamboo. Apparently, they had some interest in our eastern red cedar, so they approached to FAPC to use our eastern red cedar to manufacture scrim lumber. So we simply shipped maybe 3, 4, maybe 5 logs, low-quality logs, eastern red cedar logs. They produced the scrim lumber. Then they sent those small billets, about 2 feet, 3 feet long. We cut them into smaller samples and determined different properties, both physical and mechanical properties, so that they just want to have some kind of idea either eastern residue can be used as a raw material to produce that kind of product. Based on that short experimental study, we are convinced that both physical and mechanical properties of those samples are satisfactory, comparable to any of those, you know, the material or the scrim lumber manufactured from other species. We test different the properties, including bending strength, internal bond strength, dimensional stability, which is resistance to the water, and all those things. Initial results are quite satisfactory. Of course, economical side of the story is still hazy. The cost, transportation, all those things should be studied. We are convinced that that raw material can be used to produce some kind of value-added products, any kind of composite, either scrim lumber or any other panel products. From the utilization side of the story, large trees can easily be converted into some kind of value-added product, either mulch, or if you can afford the capital, composite panels, or any other things. So things are limitless in a way, and people always say eastern red cedar a problem, but in my opinion, it's an opportunity as long as you can canalize how to use that invasive species.
Thank you, Dr. Hizarogri. As a component of the Division of Agriculture Sciences and Natural Resources, FAPSI helps to develop successful value-added businesses in Oklahoma to bring products, jobs, and dollars back home. To stay up to date, visit FAPSI.biz.